the dining room in Oscar Wilde's house, Merrion Square, Dublin. So Sir William Rowan Hamilton dined here, and John Mitchell, the separatist revolutionary. His mother, Sir Lady Jane Wilde, she was a wrote under the pen name Speranza's in Hope in Italian, a translator, an early day feminist. Look at the stencil work up high. So, and they had these frequent Saturday parties for the most fascinating and intellectual people in Dublin. Had to be vivacious ones, not dry ones. So, it was again Emperor Maximilian I of Mexico, Sir John Pentland Mahaffy, who taught Wilde. He dined here. Bram Stoker, who obviously poached Oscar Wilde's girlfriend, wed her. William Smith O'Brien, the old Harrovian Tory MP turned separatist, insurrectionist, and so on. Yeah, Sheridan Le Fanu, the guy who wrote the forerunner of what's it called? Of Dracula. And into his father's consulting room. So windows on both sides to afford the maximum possible light before there's electricity. Otherwise you're talking about gas lamps and candles could be very hot, burn people. Imagine a cloudy day. This is actually born on Westland Row, which is quite close to here. And Constance Lloyd, she lived at number 1 Ely Place, daughter of a prosperous solicitor. And Oscar Wilde's maternal grandfather was a solicitor for County Wexford. So as they said, when Wilde was jailed in 1895, the surname Wilde would be cursed for a millennium, which by Constance Lloyd, she changed her name to Holland and moved to Italy with the boys. De Profundis, that's as in from the Catholic prayer. You know, from the depths I've cried to thee. Indeed, he converted to Catholicism as deathbed. Brought up in the Church of Ireland, not particularly religious. So he wrote many, many stories. His father was a statistician, an archaeologist, who was a polymath, an authority on sample subjects. They must have had a garden in the old days. And down here, some of the illustrations for his plays, like Woman of No Importance, The Importance of Being Earnest. And then obviously, Patience by Gilbert and Sullivan was a send-up of Oscar Wilde, his aesthetic movement, trying to set himself up as a professor of aesthetics. He was friends with Lily Langtry, the mistress of the Prince of Wales, later King Edward VII. I'm not sure if he met him. So he was very affluent, living in 16 Tyne Street, Chelsea, London. It was a new area of London back then, Chelsea being countryside a generation before. But he spent his money very foolishly. Spent a lot of it at his boyfriends, like Lord Alfred Douglas, Bosie, the son of the Marquess of Queensbury. Both Wilde and Bosie were at Magdalen College, Oxford. Wilde already had a degree from Trinity College, Dublin, and took another degree in Literae Humaniores from Magdalen. His rooms are still identifiable. They'd have a plaque, and otherwise people would go in there all the time. The Importance of Being Earnest, which is double entendre about the name Ernest. I've seen the film of it. So, another hilarious comedy. He also wrote Farces, Lady Windermere's Farm, Windermere being somewhere in the Lake District. He's got that character, Lady Bracknell. Bracknell being a very forgettable, bland town in Berkshire. What it is these days. Okay, that's out onto the street. Okay, I'll switch it off now, I think. The little cinema in there.